Next patient is Susan Weiss. That is S-U-S-A-N, Susan Weiss, W-E-I-S-E, W-E-I-S-E, Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Date of birth is 6/14/44. Date of visit is 5/5/25. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, dear Matthew. Thank you for sending Susan Weiss for my evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity. Next, history present illness. This is a 80-year-old female who has had a history of hypertension, haplolipidemia, coronary artery disease, status post-PCI, chronic diastolic heart failure, and preserved ejection fraction with paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, status post-Watchman's procedure, and sick sinus syndrome. Has been experiencing tightness in the chest and shortness of breath with activity. The patient denies reflux, nausea, vomiting. She has had no significant chest pains or pressure, and did have a chest X-ray on 4/7/25, which showed cardiomegaly with mild interstitial edema and a mild right pleural effusion, period. Next paragraph, past history of the patient's past history has included history for coronary artery disease with stenting times 2, history of atrial ablation, and history for sick sinus syndrome with sudden pacemaker placement. They also has had appendectomy and angioplasty of the left leg artery and endoscopy, as well as history of cryoablation on a kidney tumor on the left. The patient also had a colonoscopy. Has a history for hypothyroidism and peripheral vascular disease. The next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next, habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, family history: father had liver disease, mother died of cancer of the breast. Next, med list included lovastatin 20 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and aspirin 1 daily. Synthroid, 75 micrograms a day. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, dysuria. There's shortness of breath and no wheezing. There's no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, no heartburn or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety. The night is easy bruising. There's no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly, white female with blood pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse is 72, respirations are 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 142, saturation is 95. HGNT anomalous. Pupils reactive, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation, nasal mucosity matters. Neck supple, no bruise, there's no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and fine crackles at the lung bases. More on the right. Heart sensor irregular, S1 and S2 with a systolic ejection murmur 2 by 6 at the left sternal border. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses. No organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. It reflects as a 1 plus. No gross, more or less, it's cranial nerves, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation and ASHT. Number 3 is pulmonary edema with small pleural effusion. Number 4 is probable underlying COPD. And number 5 is pulmonary fibrosis. And number 6 is hypertension. Next plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study. Also, start him on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 plus QIDPRN. And if he has any worsening of his symptoms, we may have to start him on diuretic therapy regularly. Follow-up visit be arranged after the CAT scan and PFT are completed. And she was placed on a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Matthew Zout. Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W, H-E-W. Zout is Z-O-G-H-T. Z-O-G-H-T, Zout. M-D, Matthew Zout, M-D. Thank you for this consultation. Sark D'Souza.